Welcome to Tax Day on the good. Well, we're not going to talk about it on the good stuff.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't forget, get your taxes in.
Oh, no, that's good for the people that get refunds.
That's true. They should be getting that money back. Hey, we want to say thanks to the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale that was held, Open 8 Genetics, that was held last Friday at Baker, Montana. Thanks to those folks for using the Good Stuff program to get the word out there about Open 8 Genetics. And you can still find out how that sale went at open8genetics.com. Thanks to the crew there at Baker, Montana.
Hey, talk about getting the word out. We're here to get the word out about the cowboy poetry and Old West stories happening in the spring instead of the fall. You heard it right. April 25th through 28th is Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry. It's a longstanding tradition, 30 years. Now it's going to be in the spring instead of the fall. Old West Days, Valentine, Nebraska.
Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching? Well, you can do that with Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News because it is what ranchers read.
And plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale. That's right. The number is 50. That talks tradition. And they concentrate on the basics. Their sale's coming up this coming Friday at Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Many bulls are suitable for heifers. You need to check these guys out. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and the sale begins at 1 o'clock. View the catalog online, DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, they are home of the four-year guarantee, celebrating 50 years at their sale coming up Friday.
Our local golf course here in Valentine opened up to the public on Friday. Had some warmer weather, and so thought maybe they'd get that going. So I have I'm going to suggest that they make some rule changes to golf.
Okay, all right.
So these are new golf rules from the Veterans Golf Association, which is negotiated with the Royal and Ancient Golf Club based in St. Andrews, Scotland, to modify the rules of golf for seniors.
Oh, okay.
Rule 1A5, a ball sliced or hooked into the rough shall be lifted and placed on the fairway at a point equal to the distance it is carried or rolled into the rough with no penalty. The senior should not be penalized for tall grass which groundskeepers failed to mow. Rule 2D6, subcategory B. A ball hitting a tree shall be deemed not to have hit the tree. This is simply bad luck, and luck has no place in a scientific game. The senior player must estimate the distance the ball would have traveled if it had not hit the tree and play the ball from that point.
Sure.
Rule 3B. There shall be no such thing as a lost ball. The missing ball is on or near the course and will eventually be found and pocketed by someone else, making it a stolen ball. The player is not to compound the felony by charging himself or herself with a penalty. Rule 4 change. If a putt passes over a hole without dropping, it is deemed to have dropped. The law of gravity supersedes the rules of golf.
Indeed.
Rule 5. Putts that stop close enough to the cup that they could be blown in may be blown in. This does not apply to balls more than 3 inches from the hole. No one wants to make a travesty of the game.
Yes.
Rule
Remember
6.
That.
There is no penalty for so-called out of bounds. If a penny-pinching golf course owners bought sufficient land, this would not occur. The senior golfer deserves an apology, not a penalty. Rule 7G. There is no penalty for a ball in a water hazard, as golf balls should float. Senior golfers should not be penalized for manufacturers' shortcomings. And the final rule that we're going to propose to all the area golf courses out there opening up for the season. Advertisements claim that golf courses can be improved by purchasing new golf equipment. Since this is financially impractical for many senior golfers, one half stroke per hole may be subtracted for using old equipment. Please advise all your senior friends of these important rule changes as the season is upon us. Okay? Some new golf rules. I don't know who wrote those, but I agree with all of them.
Yeah. I can imagine what the meeting was like where those rule changes were proposed and discussed.
Probably some adult beverages involved with that.
Possibly. Hey, folks, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to The Good Stuff.